This is an interesting topic, Rosemary. How did you two key in on the gin?
We started having conversations several years ago about our mutual interest in interdimensional entity contact and the areas where people are likely to encounter certain kinds of phenomena and the geographic and geophysical profiles of those. And we discovered we also had mutual interests in the jinn. Mine had started some years ago when I was researching angels and demons for a couple of my encyclopedias. And we found this topic quite fascinating, and both of us felt that the jinn are very much present among us, that they are behind a lot of the paranormal phenomena and interdimensional contact experiences that people have, and a lot of people simply don't know it because they don't know much about the jinn. So that's really what launched all of this.
And Phil, tell us about the jinn, and it's spelled D-J-I-N-N. Go ahead.
Yeah, D-J-I-N-N, and actually we spell it in the United States, J-I-N-N, but that would be the exact, with the D, Arabic translation. The jinn are an interdimensional beings that have existed before the human race, and they have interacted with the human race more in the past than they do now. They seem to be very secret. The jinn, the word jinn actually means hidden, and that's a good name for them. But that's what we call them as humans. But what they call themselves as a race, no one really knows. They're called hidden because the Arabic people used to believe that they were invisible and that they could not be seen by humans unless they allowed it. But being invisible now to theoretical physics means that you're not really invisible. You're in another parallel dimension that's very close to ours. And we cannot see them, but they being more dimensional than we are, they're not really physical beings. They seem to have the ability, or at least some of them, to enter our dimension and interact with us and look at us and observe us when we cannot see them.
This Middle Eastern approach to the jinn, though many other societies have this entity, how did it really focus around the Middle East, at least to start?
Well, it goes back to, you have to remember that the Middle East, the people, the Persians, the ancient Persians, they have a really long history. Not only the Persians, you know, people, the Babylonians and so on, they have a very long history of interacting with supernatural beings. And if you look at some of the records, they would say that, well, you know, if it's not angelic in nature, and if it's not human, if it's something in between, they classified it as being a jinn, and that would include all types of entities and fairies and so on, and earth spirits and so on. So the jinn, when you look at the jinn, people will say, well, they try to identify them and put them in one lump sum to identify them easily. But jinn themselves are a very complex society, and each jinn is different, just like human beings. They have different personalities. They have different likes, different dislikes. Some of them even have religions. Some of them are atheists. Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. Some of them could care less about humanity. Some of them can't stand humans. They don't like humans. Some of them even are fascinated with you. They're fascinated with humans. But the Middle East has that history that goes back to record these encounters with these beings at that time. And as a matter of fact, you know, I'm beginning to believe that many of the so-called ancient gods of long ago could have been actually jinn.
Interesting. I remember as a kid seeing the Sinbad movies. My dad used to take me with them all the time. And they used to have genies in those movies that weren't particularly evil, but they were pretty mischievous. I mean, they did all kinds of things to old Sinbad and everybody else. So somebody in Hollywood picked up on the jinn, Phil, a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, sure. But the interpretation of the jinn, you see, the jinn in the Middle East, and people are very fearful of them. They respect them. they don't want to fool around with these beings. You see, some of them have become so, some of the people over there have become so terrified of them is that they started to make stories that kind of like downplay the jinn, and so that people would not be so fearful of them. So they added them as the genie and so on. And then when that was picked up in the Western world, it was translated into things like movies like The Brass Bottle, which was an excellent movie.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I Dream of Genie, I Dream of Genie. So that there was, and The Seventh Voyage of Sinbad, which had a young green djinn, a child djinn. So when it was translated into the Western world, it was kind of like downplayed and made into a mischievous, magical being who's really harmless. But from the interviews that I've done, and I've spent time in the Middle East, and this is how I got interested in the djinn, traveling in the Middle East and picking up these stories, people are very serious about these particular beings. And I really didn't put it all together until about 2002, trying to apply that data to the UFO phenomenon and a paranormal phenomenon. And the djinn are actually mentioned in my first two books. I introduced the djinn into the paranormal and UFO world and interdimensional universe and Files from the Edge. So it's a fascinating subject, but it's very complex.
Absolutely. And how about the connection, Rosemary, between the djinn and the paranormal?
It's quite extensive. What we did in our research is we compared the djinn to angels, demons, fairies, shadow people, extraterrestrials, and cryptids like Mothman. And we have a very solid case for how the djinn can be a masquerade behind many of our encounters with these entities. We're not negating these entities, of course, but what we are saying is that the djinn, being tricksters and master shapeshifters, can adopt these forms to pursue their own agendas as the hidden ones with us. And the case is very, very strong, especially between shadow people, extraterrestrials, cryptids, and fairies in particular.